Audio provided by Choo Choo from choochoonews.com. NBC is panicking over Hunter Biden investigation, drops major hint that federal indictment is coming. NBC analyst Ken Delanian weighed in on the Hunter Biden controversy on Friday and had some bold legal analysis on the matter. Ken, you used language of people familiar with the case. I'm sure you have been hearing for quite some time, at least over the last couple of months, that at least on the tax issues, the feds are pretty confident that they have what they need for the tax charges. That this is open and shut, Scarborough said. It's not like proving, despite the fact that those numbers we heard he got from China and his work in Ukraine, those were outrageous numbers, but that's been more of a lift to prove corruption there, he went on. They could do it, but from what I hear, they could try to do it. From what I hear, though, on the tax issue, at least, the feds are pretty confident they have an open and shut case against him. Is that what you're hearing? That's the reporting, Delanian replied. Actually, we at NBC News, we tried very hard to talk to people familiar with the case who would neither confirm nor deny this Post report, but as you know, Joe, tax cases are not all that difficult. He paid a $2 million tax bill last year, so he was in arrears on his taxes. The question with those cases is always when does it become criminal tax evasion, and there's a lot of prosecutorial discretion about that, he continued. There's a lot of people who evade taxes, who are never prosecuted criminally. So, that's going to be a big issue in this case. In terms of corruption, conflict of interest, we have never heard a hint that there were potential criminal charges there because Hunter Biden wasn't an office holder, Delanian argued. It was perfectly legal for him to take money from foreign governments, as long as he wasn't inappropriately giving them information from his family or something. Read the rest at BeaconNews, from the button below.